Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Right now, there's more prayer and more unity happening than has happened, not just in the last 5-10 years, but in decades. You'll hear people talking about this all over America, that right now there's more prayer happening in the nation, they believe, than has ever happened in the history of America. And so you're seeing this manifest on campuses or even in high schools. I mean, last week we were doing school assemblies in Texas, and we do college outreach events all the time. We were in New York and Cleveland, and we were just in North Dakota last week. We're seeing students coming together, students that are passionate, students that are praying, students that are wanting to give their lives for something that matters. And we see this all over, where they're going after a cause, and ultimately, if that cause is Jesus, it's the greatest cause there is, you know, going after the gospel and telling people about him. And so we're seeing a generation in the midst of what people perceive as a lot of darkness and hopelessness. We're actually seeing that the light is shining brighter, maybe than it has shown in a long time. And so I'm just so excited to see what God is doing today, and that we believe this is a time to unite. We believe it's a time where there is a reset. That's the word we use, not just as an event, but it's a word we talk about in terms of a technology term that young people get. You know, you reset your phone, you reset your computer when it's broken, it gets it working. And we'll describe Jesus as the reset. He is the ultimate reset. He's God's reset, and gets your life working the way that it was meant to work. And we're seeing Jesus change lives, and it's amazing.
You know, you mentioned causes. I mean, you could be focusing on, you know, trafficking or global poverty or racism. So why prayer and outreach events?
You know, all of those causes are great. I mean, obviously, we believe that as people called to follow Jesus, we're called to do acts of love and compassion. And so by all means, that means, you know, setting people free. That means feeding the hungry. That means clothing people. That means all of these causes of justice and mercy and compassion. And yet, for us, the core need of every human being is this relationship with God. And so it's kind of one of these deals of, you know, I mean, if somebody's well-fed or lives in a nice neighborhood but doesn't know Jesus, it's all meaningless. And so for us, that really is, that's point one. You know, that is the first part of it all. That's where change happens. And, you know, I even think of, you know, social justice and Jesus' ministry. Obviously, there were moments where he was loving on people who needed him and meeting them at their point of their need, but it was always pointing to this deeper truth that there is a life and you need to follow me, right? And I think of even Zacchaeus. When Jesus ministers to Zacchaeus, his life changes, and then the result of Zacchaeus' life changing is he then starts to give back, right? So that's, I mean, that's when I think of transformation. That's what the gospel does. It changes us from the inside out. We begin to see others the way that God sees them, with love, with compassion, and begin to live our lives for something bigger than just ourselves.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.